back to the game of the week. It's high school football on
K105.3. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman coming to you live from Grass Lake High School. We're just about ready to get a kickoff here for the second half. One of the things we're keeping an eye on here in the second half, I got a spotter up here giving me tips. And the referees get the ball set pretty quick and let that Grass Lake no huddle stay on the field and execute plays very quickly. And it makes a difference. Different officials have a different style. Some will set it and wait a little bit or, you know, let the defense get set. These officials have been able to get the ball set and let Grass Lake be quick with that no huddle. And it's, you know, we've seen it be effective for them so far. They trail 4 points right now. They will kick off. Zathan Allen and Riley Cooper back to receive. I think I've called him Riley Cooper before. It's Noah Cooper. That's my default. If your last name is Cooper, apparently I think your first name is Riley no matter what.
Wide receiver for the Eagles, right?
Yeah. Cooper will receive the kick, and he's got a lot of room up the sideline. Beats everybody. 30, 20, 10. Touchdown, Noah Cooper. The coverage from Grass Lake got down the field quickly, and it was almost like a delayed handoff. Once Cooper got through that first level, he just had to turn on the burners, and he did so. So a quick strike from the Jayhawks, and they pushed their lead up to 10 with a chance an extra point coming.
Was that about 75 yards?
That was about 75 yards, Matt.
Not the way Grass Lake wanted to start this half.
No, they drew up nothing during the halftime that resembled that kickoff. And they really haven't kicked off anything big so far. They've really kept everything low to the ground. And it was something that they were just diving on, and you can see why. With Cooper and Allen back there on the return, there's big play capability from those guys. Chaney in to attempt the extra point. Kick is up. And it's through. 25-14, quick 11-point advantage for the Jayhawks. We'll take a quick 30-second break and come back with another kickoff on K105.3.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, live at Grass Lake. Jayhawks score on the kickoff. 25-14, now they lead. Grass Lake will get their first crack at it here in the second half. Matt, we got an out-of-town scoreboard update.
Lumen Christi now 21-7. They trail Marshall. Third quarter.
21-7, so battling their way back in historic Marshall. Actually, the action happening at Albion College tonight, kind of a neutral field situation, but you know, wherever Lumen Christi travels, they bring a pretty strong contingent. Chaney will kick off for the Jayhawks, and that's a low liner. Picked up this time by Bacolo, and he'll get pushed out of bounds near the 30-yard line. That's where the Warriors' offense will take over now, fighting an 11-point deficit. 11:44 to go, third quarter. Just underway, and the Jayhawks strike quickly with Cooper on a kick return. Grass Lake huddling up on the sideline before things get started here. And it is important that you get kind of that little notification because it might be a while before they talk to the coach again as they tend to keep that no huddle on the field. And we've seen that be successful. Got a good look at Michigan Center against Napoleon. They run a real nice no huddle. And it's tough to complain about Grass Lake's two trips right for Farley. Quick out pass. Caught by Sherwood. He's pulled down. No, he stays on his feet, battling there. It does look like it's going to amount to a short loss. Maybe no gain. Looking for the spot. And he set up. They are going to give him a yard on the play. Second and 9 from the 32. I'll call second and 8. Farley out of the shotgun. Takes the snap. Back to pass. Goes, had a couple of open guys. That one goes to Jonathan Luchka, but he can't pull it in. Third down and 8.
That's a nice ball. That ball looked like it should have been caught. I've been impressed with Farley. You know, he doesn't have great stats coming in this game, but he's looked good today. He's looked good in this game.
Yeah, the playbook's set up so that he's got He's got several guys to throw to nearly every play. He's got to pass again, and he's picked off.
That's going to be a touchdown.
Well done. He's going to take that pick six. All the way to the house. Number 51, Kobe Bushinski.
Jump that route right there.
You just got the feeling he was laying in wait there, and he just set it up. Cuts the passing lane, and he takes it to the house. Interception for the touchdown, Kobe Bushinski and the Vanacook Lake Jayhawks. 31-14, and so still not a full minute into the third quarter, Matt, and it's 13 quick points on the board for the Jayhawks.
And you know what? They really probably haven't even got to what they talked about at halftime with the adjustments.
Sure.
Because Vandercook's offense hasn't even been on the field.
The extra point's blocked, so we'll keep the score 31-14. All Jayhawks here early second half on K105.3. 30-second break. We'll be back with a kickoff.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, and after what was a back-and-forth first half, it's all Jayhawks here in the early going in the third quarter. And they still haven't actually possessed the ball on offense, able to put quick 13 points up via special teams and defense.
Well, like I said, it's, you know, all the adjustments they made at halftime probably involved their defense. And you get a special teams kickoff return for a touchdown, then you get a defensive score. And it gets a team like Vandercook that can score. This is it's going to be an uphill battle for Grass Lake now.
Cola returns the kickoff, finds some room off the right side. He's going to get pushed out of bounds near the 45. Pretty good starting field position for the Warriors. First and 10 from their own 45. Cola is pretty, all of those kickoffs have pretty much ended up at his feet. That one he actually fielded in the air, but it doesn't seem like they're aiming at him, but they're not kicking anything up in the air. And he's had, I imagine he probably doesn't have a ton of kick returns under his belt. Now inside of 11 minutes to go in the third, 31-14 our score. Farley brings the Grass Lake offense out of the field.
Jackson High is now 16-7 with Grand Ledge. A little over 7 minutes left in the third quarter.
Farley back to pass again. Finds a man. Oh, nice pass right into the numbers. Big pass game there by Farley. Jonathan Lutschka on the catch and threw it into traffic between three defenders, but he found his man. And a big first down for Grass Lake on the, you count that, about a nearly 20-yard gain. We'll call it 37 yard line. Handoff on first and 10. Goes to Coppernoll. He battles ahead for a couple yards to bring up second and 8. Spot the ball at just about the 35 yard line. What about 18 yards on the pass play? Second and 8. Farley play action. He's got Sherwood on the slant route, and he's caught it and pulled down at the 24-yard line. And that quick strike offense of Grass Lake has moved the ball quickly into Jayhawks territory.
I'll tell you, Farley's looked good. He's looked good in this game.
He's back to pass again. He's got a lot of time. No one open, though. He pulls it down and runs it, and he's going to get about 5 yards in the carry.
He came into the game, he'd completed about 45% of his passes for 368 yards. So he's averaging under 100 yards a game coming into this game. And, you know, I don't know exactly what he's throwing for, but I bet he's throwing for close to 200 in this game. And looked well. Throws a nice ball.
Second down. Back to pass. Farley throws again. He's got an open man down by the 6-yard line. It is Tom Coppernoll with the catch. Brought down. Another first down and goal for the Grass Lake Warriors. Able to get a lot working here on the offense. Farley making quick decisions, finding open guys. 31-14, our score, 9:35 to go. Grass Lake knocking on the door. Farley gives it to Sherwood on the run. He stood up, battled, his helmet comes off. They finally pull him down, and we do get a flag on the play. Coppernoll wouldn't go down. They got a little aggressive with him this time. Pull off his helmet. We'll see what the flag's going to be for. That's going to be a personal foul against Vandercook Lake. Ripped his helmet right off. And we're going to have to distance on that one. First and goal from the 5. Farley gets a, I hear him shouting the play again from the sideline there. Farley out of the shotgun, gives the Coppernoll this time up the middle. Let the ball get out there a little bit like he might lose it. He is pulled down before he gets in the end zone. Be second and goal from the 1 for Grass Lake.
Look, it's maybe about a half a yard.
Yeah, right on the cusp. This is a situation where we've seen Farley keep it before, and he'll lean over the pile, waiting on a signal. I'm not getting one. Except they might still keep him short of the goal line there. So, leaning over the pile, it looked like he's into me. We don't have that as good a vantage point as the officials down on the field, but they are going to spot it on about the inch line. Third and goal. And playing from the sidelines. Farley again out of the shotgun. He's got 4 wideouts. Coppernoll in the backfield with him. Play action. Farley will keep it, and he walks it into the end zone. Touchdown, Grass Lake. So after a couple of miscues early here in the second half, Grass Lake able to drive pretty quickly down the field. Put points up 31-20, our score. We get the extra point squad out onto the field for Grass Lake. Cody Dakin, the kicker, sets up for the extra point. They did fake it and that extra point attempt in the first half went for 2. Farley does the same thing. They're ready for it this time. Looks like Cooper has him down. No, he eludes the tackler. Goes up the middle. Still on his feet. They'll bring him down at the 5. I don't know if that was an intentional two-point conversion attempt or not. Farley certainly made a go at it. They'll get pulled down 31-20. Our score, 11-point Vandercook Lake lead. 8:10 on the clock, 30-second break, and we'll come back with a kickoff on K105.3 Football Friends.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
I remember waiting for the school bus.
Jenny 31-20 is our score here from Grass Lake High School. 8:10 to go third quarter. Warriors on a nice drive, most of the yards through the air. They get into the end zone after a couple of quick strikes from Vandercook.
Farley's carving Vandercook up right here, other than when he threw that pick, the pick 6 to Buschinski there. That was a nice drive. A much-needed drive for Grass Lake to stay in this game.
Now they need to stop. Noah Cooper, Zathan Allen back to receive the kickoff. Cody Dakin with the ball up on the tee. It's a low roller. Picked up by Devin Chaney and run it up into the pile. He's got it around the 40-yard line. A pile pushes over and finally brought down near the 43.
Probably the most important possession for the Grass Lake defense of the game right here. They need to prove to themselves that they can stop this Vandercook offense, and they haven't done so thus far.
8:01 on the clock, 1st and 10 for the Jayhawks from the 43. And we'll get to see Hancock go to work once again. He's got Noah Cooper wide left. Stacked up in the backfield, Applegate, Wilkes, and Allen. The carry goes to Wilkes, fights through that front line. He's able to battle his way, and again, he gets hit, never goes down on that first contact. It always turns into an ordeal. He's brought down for about a 3-yard gain, 2nd and 7.
Tackled by number 2, Thomas
Coppenall. The Grass Lake defense seems to be getting better penetration here against Vandercook's running game. Let's see what they do here.
Again, they stack it up in the backfield for the Jayhawks. A little different than we're used to seeing. Play action. Hancock back to pass, and he's got a man across. It's Cooper. Has the ball in his hands. Knocked loose. Good defense. Good coverage. Brandon Sherwood.
Hancock's pass is broken up by number four, Brandon Sherwood.
Well, Sherwood against Cooper is that's a classic matchup because you know, two excellent receivers.
Sure.
Sherwood's playing defense right now, but he's, you know, he's playing defense like a receiver right there.
And he ran the route with him pretty much, and it was a good coverage. A nice throw again by Hancock because there was, a chance for Cooper to make a play. Just Sherwood made a better play. Wilkes around the end. Finds some room on the sideline. He's going to get the first down. Pulled down in Warrior territory, about the 45. A pinch play to Wilkes. It always seems like it's a threat to be a big gain. They'll get a first down out of
big
it.
Big penalty right there.
A penalty, though, on the field. And it's going to be a hole.
Wow.
So we go from a first down in Grass Lake territory to a third down. And this is going to move them way back. Third and 16. Jayhawks offense will set up.
I'm not a football coach, but right now I play one on the radio. I wouldn't be surprised if Grass Lake brought the farm right here, just brought everybody, tried to blitz, because this is an obvious passing situation. We'll see what happens.
You'd expect Hancock indeed goes back to pass, sets up a screen for Wilkes, and he's got some room to run.
Good D.
Hit, doesn't go down, drives the ball out of bounds. Still on his feet, he is pushed out of bounds, and that'll bring up a fourth down for the Jayhawks as they ate up a good
defense.
10 yards out of that.
And they did blitz. Did you see that?
They did. And, the screen call is the right call against
the
blitz,
too. Screen call, absolutely.
It looks like he stepped out earlier than I thought. It's going to be fourth and 10. Cheney out to punt. And a big, big stop for the Grass Lake defense. Chance to get their offense back on the field and a chance to put some points up. They trail by 11 currently.
This might be one of the best jobs in the – being the Vandercook Lake. Oh, it's blocked.
Punt's blocked. Cheney looking to pick it up. He does, but he's pulled down, and that's going to be great field position for the Warriors.
Big play.
Huge play by the Warriors defense, and they will start their offense at the 32-yard line. So, that's a sign of a good team is they make big plays when they really need them, and they did on this one. Getting some out-of-town scoreboard updates coming in fast and furious. Jackson, the Grand Ledge now. It's a 16-14 lead for the Vikings, and still 21-7 historic Marshall and Lumen Christie in the fourth quarter. 6:44 to go here in the third at Grass Lake. 20-31, Grass Lake trails Vandercook, but they've got the ball back. And they've got Farley in the shotgun with four wide receivers. Play action pass, looking downfield, over through Sherwood just a little bit. He was open.
Danny, too.
I guess if you're playing quarterback at any level, you're excited to play in a style of offense like you've got here at Grass Lake, where they are spreading it out and opening up chance for you to throw the ball around. Trips left for Farley out of the shotgun. Copperdale in the backfield with him. He takes the handoff up the middle. Big room there. He breaks a couple tackles. Big stick there.
Late flag, too.
Late flag, and I don't know what it could be for. Tackles made at the 15-yard line. Big gain for sure. Copperknoll. I'd like to see what the call is on the penalty. It's right near the tackle.
So it was a face mask or something?
And they're going to call him for lowering the helmet there on Copperknoll.
What?
So we'll move it back to the 30, but they're going to penalize him. You can see when Copperdall makes contact with the defender, he lowered his helmet into his chest. And of course, safety concerns with that with the neck injuries. Grass Lake comes out second and 8. They give it back to Copperdall, and he's able to find some room again up the middle. Pulled down at the 25. I'm going to bring up a third down and two.
I'm still baffled by that call. I mean,
it just looked like, I mean, he didn't lower his head enough to me to look unsafe or spear anyone.
No,
it really just looked like a nice hit.
I understand the concussion. You know, rule. I mean, I really do. But man, I'll tell you, that looked like just a good, hard football play right there.
Capernaum continues to run hard. They give to him again on third and short, and it looks like he's got a first down. They do indeed move the chains, and Grass Lake continues to move the ball against the Jayhawks defense. 5:45 to go third quarter. 31-20 is the score, but Grass Lake threatening for points here. They keep that no huddle on the field. The official set up the ball and get out of the way. Farley out of the shotgun. Capernaum in the backfield with him. He's handled the ball the last three times. They give to him again, and he finds some room up the middle. Weaving in and out. He's down to the 5-yard line. Looks like maybe at the 6, but a nice run once again by Capernaum. First and goal for the Warriors. And again, they continue to spread out those receivers. You got to be cognizant of them. They've hit them several times, and they continue to just give the ball to Capernaum, and he's able to find a lot of room in the middle with that defense so spread out.
I'm very impressed on how Grass Lake has bounced back from the way they started this half. And they started this half with a kickoff return for a touchdown and then a pick six. And they have bounced back. They got a chance right now.
This time the QB keeper, Farley, down to the goal line.
Touchdown.
Single touchdown, Grass Lake. Nice job by the Grass Lake offense to once again stick it in the end zone, and they go from trailing by 11 to getting the score back to 5. Chance to cut it to 4 with the extra point.
I'll tell you for sure, the adjustments that Grass Lake has made at halftime has been at the offensive end.
Farley again back to pass on the 2-point conversion. Nobody open, running around, and he's not going to find anybody. Pulled down on the defense there. Good job by Noah Cooper to be the one to finally pull him down in the backfield. So it's a 5-point game, 31-26. Grass Lake gets back on the board and gets themselves within a score. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back with more third quarter action here at Grass Lake on K105.3.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
After a blocked punt and another nice offensive possession for the Grass Lake Warriors, they trail by 5, 26-31 with 5:12 to go, third quarter. A lot of time in this game. And, you know, here's another test for Vandercook Lake, Matt. We got the road test. And now they've got a test of
a little bit of adversity here.
A team hanging around with them here in the third quarter. We've seen them a couple times this year, and they've won easily in both games in the late going. But Grass Lake's not going away. I think they've shown that. We'll see how Vandercook responds.
And you just feel, right now, you feel momentum. You feel the momentum has swung back to Grass Lake here in this quarter after just as awful of a start as you could have to a half.
Cooper and Poe back to return the kick for Vandercook. I don't see Zathan Allen on the field. Nice kickoff. Goes down to the 10. Poe's got it. And he's hit at the 17, brought down at the 21. And this Grass Lake crowd is really getting into the activity. Home field advantage may be a factor down here. Interesting to see Poe back to return and not Zathan Allen.
Remind you that tonight, in the fourth quarter,
looking to see if Allen's on the field here even. We saw him on the 2-point conversion play on the field holding his ankle. And, you know, to lose Zathan Allen is a huge loss for the Vandercook offense. And what that really might allow the defense to do is focus a little bit on stopping Malik Wilkes. He takes the handoff on first down. It's easier said than done. He rips off a 5-yard gain on first down.
You know, we've seen, you know, in some of the Vandercook backs that when they've gotten the opportunity in other games, ran the ball well, which really is a credit to the Vandercook offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they get a good push up front.
And they seem to be at full strength here. Second down and 4.5 for Vandercook.
Out of stone scoreboard, Grand Ledge just took a 21-16 lead on Jackson.
Botched handoff. Hancock forced to run with it. He's going to lose a yard. And here the Grass Lake defense now the one seeming with momentum, making a difference out here. 4:20 to go, third quarter. 31-26 our score. Jayhawks with the ball. And I don't know if I agree with that spot, but we'll have third down and about 4 yards. Looked to me like he lost a little more on that one, Matt. We run down to 4 minutes. Hancock brings the play in from the sideline. Allen back into the game with Malik Wilkes and Dylan Applegate in the backfield with Hancock out of the shotgun, back to pass into the flats to Allen, and he turns it into a first down over the 40-yard line near midfield. It looked like Allen might break that one. Good job on the defense. Tackle made.
He breaks that tackle, and he's going to the house right there.
Zach Foreman with a big tackle for the Warriors. So Allen right back into the game, and he makes his presence felt, and it's a weapon that you don't want to be without if you're Vandercook. Hancock now under center. Dylan Applegate. Allen to his right goes into motion. Play action. Back to pass. Good pressure by the Warriors. Hancock slips it. Gets back near the line of scrimmage, and he'll be pulled down and sacked indeed, but could have been worse. Good job by Hancock to stand his feet. Slip the defenders. Stays near the line.
I'll tell you, it's a good job by Sherwood. Because Sherwood's the guy that's covering Cooper, and Cooper's a tough matchup. And Cooper was not open. Sherwood had good coverage on him, and Grass Lake were able to get in for the sack.
Second and 11 for Vandercook as we run under 3 minutes here in the third quarter. And Cooper wide left. Allen Wilkes and Applegate. It's a quick pass. Receiver fell down. I don't know if that would have hit him anyway. Jordan Futrell slips on the route. The quick pass is incomplete. We've got third and 11. Vandercook with some distance to cover here for another first down. Clinging to that five-point lead, 2:43 to go, third quarter. And clearly a momentum swing in the favor of Grass Lake. It was all Vandercook for about a minute in that early going here in the third quarter. Grass Lake, you know, tribute to their coaching, keeps their head in the game when they could have let it go and it could have got real ugly. They keep in the game and keep it close, and now they've got momentum in the third and long. Hancock back to pass. He's got Malik Wilkes right up the middle, wide open. Only one guy to beat. Stiff arms, man. That's a touchdown. Big game, Malik Wilkes.
60 yards.
Yes,
wow.
60-yard pass play.
Third and 11. Wow, what a play.
Wilkes right down the seam, right up the middle. Find him wide open, and he's big and fast and strong.
You can't. One guy cannot tackle that guy.
Points back on the board for the Jayhawks. Stretch the lead back to 11 with a chance to make it 12. With an extra point pending, and the last extra point was blocked. Chaney into kick. Snap is there, set is down, kick is up. It is through. 38-26, our score here at Grass Lake, 2:34 to go, third quarter. It's been a wild one. We'll get a kickoff when we come back from a 30-second break on K105.3.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
We're back at Grass Lake, 38-26. Back and forth game here all along. 2:34 on the clock here in the third quarter. The Jayhawks press their lead up to 12. Grass Lake ready to accept another kickoff here. Copper Knoll deep to receive. They haven't kicked one that deep to him yet. And this one's a little roller. Possible outside kick. It's loose. Grass Lake dives on it. Looks like they've got possession. Number 45, Brandon Stewart. Finally able to fall on it for the Warriors, but that one was loose for a moment.
End of the third quarter, Hanover Horton has tied it with Napoleon, 14-all. It's heading to the fourth quarter.
Out of town scoreboard coming to you here on K105.3. Stay tuned after the game for our Tri-County Water Player of the Game announcement. Still up in the air, really. This is has been a fun one to watch, and we've been faced with a few blowouts here on our K105.3 football frenzy, but not the case here And you get the feeling that either one of these teams gets behind a little bit. They have the firepower to stay in the game. Farley with four wideouts gives to Coppernol. Trying to find some room up the middle. Nowhere to go. Stay second and nine. Give them almost a yard and a half on the play, but Grasslake in their own territory. Spot the ball at the 36-yard line. Clock winding down to about 2 minutes here in the third. Farley out of the shotgun. Quick pass to the sideline. Looking for room. Collision at about the 42. Number two, Tom Coppernol on the reception.
He's knocked out of bounds by number 21,
Rasheed
Hicks.
And they do set her just over the 41-yard line. Third down and four. Trips right for Farley. Back in the shotgun. High snap over his head. He's going to have to fall on it. And that'll move the Warriors back inside their own 30 now on the botched snap. Bring up fourth and 16. And a punting situation.
It's a tough break right there.
I got to execute. Punting unit in.
Timeout, Vandercook.
Vandercook will take a timeout. So will we. 1 minute break. We'll come back with a punt. Is the expectation. Minute 35 to go. Third quarter. 38-26. Vandercook in front on K105.3.